Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, we go.
All right, big news out of San Francisco today. Trent Williams agreeing to a contract extension, so he's going to be good to go for week one. On top of that, Christian McCaffrey, who'd been out with a lower body injury, is also returning to practice this week, so he should be good for week one. Remember, they get the Jets on Monday Night Football. San Francisco does.
You know, the point spread in that game was as high as 6. Then it came down to as low as 3.5, and it's back to 4.5 after the news today with Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. You know, we don't think that much, at least I don't as much anymore, about Trent Williams. Trent Williams is potentially going to go down as one of the greatest left tackles in the history of the game. You know, there was a stretch when he was here where I would have said he's really good, but there are better left tackles in the game. There are 3 or 4 better left tackles. A couple of them in the division were Teron Smith, Jason Peters, et cetera, were in the division at the time. But the thing that really disappointed me was early in his career where Trent, you know, and I understand it was weed, you know, and I understand what the rules are now about weed, but how he got himself, you know, suspended not once but twice. It was, you know, horrible timing in 2015 when he missed the last, you know, what was it, the last 4 games as they were making a playoff push, or 2016, excuse me, 2015 or 2016, I'm forgetting which year. Second time it had happened, I mean, you know, you had to be a little bit more you know, aware, and he wasn't at that point. There was never any doubt about his incredible athleticism for the position. That was one thing right from the jump in 2010, you know, when they picked him at number 4 overall, that first camp. I mean, it was so obvious that he was just an absolute freakish athlete for an offensive lineman, for a tackle. Now, would he develop into a great player? Yeah. He's the best left tackle in the game. Most people would say that. He's now an absolute lock Hall of Famer. And somebody will put together, you know, the greatest left tackles in the history of the game list. And while I don't expect Trent Williams to be in the top 10, you know, I don't expect him to be in the same category of a, you know, a Jonathan Ogden or, you know, an Anthony Munoz or a Walter Jones. You know, trying to think of you know, he'll be in that category with Joe Thomas, who just retired in Cleveland. He's going to be in that second tier of the greatest tackles of all time. And he's having himself a long career, you know, on top of that. I mean, Trent Williams was drafted in 2010. He was Mike Shanahan's first draft choice. We're talking now about, you know, year 14 for Trent Williams at 35 going on 36 years old, and he just signed another contract extension. He has been a 3-time All-Pro and 11-time Pro Bowler. His 3 All-Pro first teams were all in San Francisco. He made an All-Pro second team in Washington despite missing games. In 2015. 2016, by the way, was when he missed the final 4 games of the year, which were crucial games, if you recall. But hasn't missed the Pro Bowl since his second year in the league. We forget, I sometimes think we forget that Trent Williams is not going to go into the Hall of Fame as a Washington Redskin. He's not going to do that. He'll go into the Hall of Fame as a 49er. He'll end up playing when all is said and done. What was the length of this contract extension?
I haven't seen official numbers. I'm kind of searching for those. We just got word from like everybody that the extension was reached, but there was no number of years. It might have just been an adjusted value on this year for guaranteed money. So we're still waiting for the official numbers.
So 9 years in Washington. He just finished his fourth year, going on his fifth year in San Francisco. Let's say he plays another two after that. You know, if he's, he has a 16-year career, nine will be in Washington, seven in San Francisco. But the way it ended in Washington, I know it was a previous owner and a previous front office. But I think when all is said and done, Trent Williams is going to be much more fond of his experience in San Francisco than here. But he was always a great left tackle. He's now the best left tackle in the game. I don't know if you could say that for all of the years in Washington. It was, he was always top three or four, no doubt. But what a career. You know, the whole cancerous thing on his head, that's a long story that I don't know if it'll get told one day. It did not end well here, clearly. I don't think it's one person's fault. I think they're probably both culpable for what went down. But, man, what a player Trent Williams is. I think in that top 100 list that we talked about that ESPN had, wasn't he? I think he was like number four or number five on the top 100 list, player list. That's saying something when you're a left tackle. All right, go ahead.
All right, we got some U.S. Open action tonight. Francis Tiafoe in action against ninth-ranked Grigor Dimitrov. I've got to be honest, I have watched zero U.S. Open, but I'm still pulling for Tiafoe.
Oh, I've been watching actually much more U.S. Open than I thought I would watch. And Tiafoe, big match tonight. Can't wait to watch him. He was outstanding in his last match. Some of these matches have been going. It's ridiculous that you got matches going at 2:30 in the morning, New York time. I don't know how. There's a complaint that there's too much time that passes between a match that ends and the next match that starts, in part because sometimes they have to clear out like the arena and bring people in for whatever the next session is. Trent Williams, by the way, was not in the top five. I was wrong. He was 14th on the list of top 100 players in the league, per the ESPN top 10 list. The number one tackle, offensive tackle in the league. But, yeah, it's been great. You've got this Navarro and Jesse Pegula on the women's side that could be headed towards a matchup later this week. Both of their fathers are billionaires. Pegula's father is the owner of the Buffalo Bills. This Emma Navarro, who knocked off Coco Gauff the other day, her father is some sort of hedge fund billionaire. And that's where tennis apparently is headed. On the women's side for American players. But it's been entertaining. The issue is, you know, Tiafoe is a big American, and you've got Taylor Fritz, who's out there as an American. So there's, an American has not won a men's Grand Slam event since Andy Roddick in, I think, 2003. That's how long it's been since an American male won a Grand Slam. That is unbelievable. But there is a chance for it now because you've got Taylor Fritz, you've got Francis Tiafoe going tonight, two Americans, and they would end up playing each other in the semifinals if they win. It would be a Fritz Tiafoe. Tiafoe's got Grigor Dimitrov, who's been around for a while, and Fritz has Zverev. I'll watch those matches today and tonight. Definitely watch Tiafoe. College Park. You know his story, right? Do you know the Tiafoe story?
Yeah, because we've tried to get him on the show before.
Yeah, Sierra Leone, the family's from. The father was a custodian at the College Park tennis facility. And he, I think Francis and his younger brother or maybe older brother started picking up tennis rackets, hitting balls around, and it's just a phenomenal story. He really appears to be a great dude all around and is a big, you know, DMV-er. He's a big Terp fan. He's a big, you know, Washington sports fan. I think he is, more so than Baltimore. I could be wrong about that. But really rooting for him. The U.S. Open crowd, the New York crowd loves him. And, you know, this match over the guy that knocked off Djokovic, he was really, really solid. So we'll see. The match that was really good with him was a couple of days ago when he beat the other American, Ben Shelton.
Yes.
Who is really this lefty who's like 20 years old. But rooting for Tiafoe, that would be great to see an American win a major, and it would be incredible if it were Tiafoe. I still think that Sinner probably ends up winning the Open, despite all of the, you know, performance-enhancing
doping
stories that are out there. Not stories, facts.
Facts.
He took some of this stuff, but apparently didn't know it, so they let him play. All right, go ahead.
All right, I got two final ones for you, one of which was the piece of audio that I teased you with. This is Andy Kotelnicki. He's the offensive coordinator at Penn State. Obviously, they had a really good performance this weekend against WVU. Drew Aller played really well. Somebody asked him about the complexities of the offense, and this is how he described Penn State's offense.
The blizzard in itself, right, is a wonderful dessert, right, which we should all use in moderation, correct? Okay. In itself looks complicated because it's messy inside, right? And the person working there puts it in the machine, the ice cream. But fundamentally, it's mostly made up of what? Vanilla ice cream. So if you could equate offensive football to your favorite blizzard and understanding that what it's going to look like is going to be looking like a messy piece of deliciousness, but fundamentally is composed of really just vanilla ice cream and your favorite candies, right? That's when we talk about simplicity versus complexion, right? So it's going to look really complex, but really at the end of the day, it's just two ingredients mixed together.
That was Penn State's offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Okay. You know, he shouldn't be talking about DQ in the blizzard, because do you know that Penn State has one of the most famous ice cream, what are they called, creameries?
Creameries, yeah.
Of any campus in the country. It's called Berkey. I know this because my youngest son went to Penn State. And this is an ice cream producing machine. They ship their ice cream everywhere across the country. Anybody that's ever had Berkey from Penn State. I mean, when we would go up to visit or we'd go up for a game or whatever, we would come back with about 5 half-gallons of different flavors packed in dry ice. DQ, the blizzard does not measure up to it. But I'm telling you, if you're ever at Penn State for any reason, check out Berkey ice cream store or creamery, whatever they call it.
That's one that has that peach ice cream, right? The peachy paternal.
Oh, they got all kinds of flavors.
Yeah.
That their mint chip thing, best thing I've ever put in my mouth from an ice cream standpoint. Yeah, they had some sort of chocolate death flavor. I'm trying to come up with their flavors right now, see if I can get them on the web. See if the website has all the list of flavors. Browse all of our flavors. Here it is. Look, bittersweet mint was excellent. There's something like chocolate death. Death by chocolate. Death by chocolate.
I'd sign up for that one.
Was really good. Yeah. Chocolate ice cream, chocolate flakes, fudge pieces, and chocolate swirl. Yep.
Oh, my God. They have a cinnamon caramel apple ice cream cookie on a Snickerdoodle. That
I see it. I don't
insane.
Remember getting that. I remember we always got the bittersweet mint. We always got the death by chocolate. We always got the vanilla chocolate. It was like a vanilla with a chocolate, you know, thing through it. That was good. Their strawberry was great. Anyway, a blizzard. Tell me, it's the blizzard where when they put it in the thing and they take it off the stirrer, or the blender, they always turn it up down and you and it doesn't fall out?
Yeah.
Isn't that their thing when they do a blizzard?
Yeah, that's what they do. I don't love Dairy Queen. I was hired and fired by a Dairy Queen when I was 15, so they're not my favorite, but I did love this.
How'd you get fired at Dairy Queen? What'd you do?
Nothing. They hired me knowing that I was 15, and in Virginia, you have to have either a worker's permit or you got to be 16. They knew I was 15 with no worker. It wasn't just me. They hired like a bunch of 15-year-olds, trained us for a day, and they were like, wait a second, you guys can't actually work, and they all fired us.
Okay. I don't know if that would prevent me from ordering a Blizzard if I happened to come across. I don't even know where. We don't have Dairy Queens around here, do we?
No, I lived in the suburbs. You're not getting a Dairy Queen in D.C. Go to like a real creamery in D.C.
Even in the I guess there's one at Montgomery Mall. I think there's one at Montgomery Mall. I could be wrong about that. Am I wrong about that? I think there used to be one at Montgomery Mall. I haven't been to Montgomery Mall in forever. What do I know? All right. Anything else?
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
Okay. We are going to have Ian O'Connor on the show in about 12 minutes. He's written the book on Aaron Rodgers. It's called Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers. That coming up. A couple of other odds and ends to get to in the next segment.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
The Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.